You're going to listen to a recording about two homeless men in San Francisco. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, fill in the blanks 1 to 9 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Reporter Julia Scott spent some time with homeless people in San Francisco to find out how they got there and how they survive day to day. And as Scott discovered, losing a job often triggers that downward spiral onto the streets.
Joseph Luna woke up this morning in a sleeping bag under the Harrison Street on-ramp to Highway 101. He sleeps here when he needs to get out of the rain. I arrive at 7:30. He's still asleep, curled up on a bed of cardboard and wood chips. Luna doesn't sleep past 8 because he'll get rousted by police. His sleeping spot is near a 5-way intersection in back of a city tow lot. Not exactly camouflaged. He gets up, stacks the cardboard, and starts shoving his stuff into a big black duffel bag, the only bag he owns. Luna's 38. He's sleeping on the street because shelters remind him too much of his time in prison. He hasn't showered in a couple of weeks. He's medium build, scruffy, with black wavy hair. He fell asleep last night reading a historical novel. Breakfast is the same as dinner last night, a bag of Pepperidge Farm cookies. Here in San Francisco, I spend time with people who lost their homes and everything else. Everyone you'll hear in this story went to college. They're sober, they're smart, yet they're still homeless. Luna comes to the public library to regroup. He spends a lot of time sitting and waiting and reading. Losing a job is the biggest cause of homelessness in San Francisco. The main reason the homeless stay unemployed is lack of job training. There are other reasons, too. One of them seems obvious. No permanent address. No address, no ID. No ID, no job. Luna needs an ID, but he also needs job training. He has a degree in hotel and restaurant management, but that career didn't pan out. He says it's hard to see how much his life will actually change.
I'm a felon without a driver's license. So even if I did have an address, that would put a pretty big damper on a lot of jobs.
Luna used to be addicted to heroin, but now he's in treatment. He has a caseworker, but no housing. A disability put Luna in the hospital 10 years ago, nerve damage from a construction job. He couldn't work, so he started selling drugs. He's been in and out of prison since he was 13. But he says he's never going back to jail because of his son, who lives with his mom. The 10-year-old boy doesn't know his dad is homeless. David LaFleur also spent years on the street after losing his job, waiting for something to happen. I meet LaFleur in an alley off 6th Street in San Francisco. It's a place you wouldn't really want to walk through, at least not at night. It's full of trash. There's some empty, fenced-in parking lots. This is where LaFleur slept and did drugs, on and off, for 6 years. He doesn't really like to come here now that he doesn't have a reason to. For him, a walk down memory lane isn't bittersweet. It's just bitter. A few homeless folks sit in the alley today, next to some garbage bags. They'd probably find it hard to believe this tall, well-groomed man used to live here. The truth is, LaFleur is still technically homeless. He lives in a clean and sober program house. He's been out of work for half a decade. Today, LaFleur is focused on finding work. His launch pad is the San Francisco Public Library, main branch, just 2 blocks from the alleyway. He's here at the library every day, surfing job sites and faxing his resume. LaFleur is 51. He hasn't had regular work since he was laid off 6 years ago from a job installing metal roll-up doors. His backpack is stuffed with notes and copies of his resume. He's answered more than 350 job ads in the past year. LaFleur struggles with computer skills, and he has trouble getting interviews. LaFleur went to community college. He grew up near San Francisco. He was paying rent on a nice house where he lived with his girlfriend. Even when he lost his job, he never thought he'd end up homeless. He started using drugs and went to prison for a while. When he got out, he found out he was manic depressive. Today, things are looking up. LaFleur just found out that he was approved to move into a residential hotel. It's been a long time since he had four walls that belong just to him.
Reporter Julia Scott spent some time with homeless people in San Francisco to find out how they got there and how they survive day to day. And as Scott discovered, losing a job often triggers that downward spiral onto the streets.
Joseph Luna woke up this morning in a sleeping bag under the Harrison Street on-ramp to Highway 101. He sleeps here when he needs to get out of the rain. I arrive at 7:30. He's still asleep, curled up on a bed of cardboard and wood chips. Luna doesn't sleep past 8 because he'll get rousted by police. His sleeping spot is near a five-way intersection in back of a city tow lot. Not exactly camouflaged. He gets up, stacks the cardboard, and starts shoving his stuff into a big black duffel bag, the only bag he owns. Luna's 38. He's sleeping on the street because shelters remind him too much of his time in prison. He hasn't showered in a couple of weeks. He's medium build, scruffy, with black wavy hair. He fell asleep last night reading a historical novel. Breakfast is the same as dinner last night, a bag of Pepperidge Farm cookies. Here in San Francisco, I spend time with people who lost their homes and everything else. Everyone you'll hear in this story went to college. They're sober, they're smart, yet they're still homeless. Luna comes to the public library to regroup. He spends a lot of time sitting and waiting and reading. Losing a job is the biggest cause of homelessness in San Francisco. The main reason the homeless stay unemployed is lack of job training. There are other reasons, too. One of them seems obvious. No permanent address. No address, no ID. No ID, no job. Luna needs an ID, but he also needs job training. He has a degree in hotel and restaurant management, but that career didn't pan out. He says it's hard to see how much his life will actually change.
I'm a felon without a driver's license. So even if I did have an address, that would put a pretty big damper on a lot of jobs.
Luna used to be addicted to heroin, but now he's in treatment. He has a caseworker, but no housing. A disability put Luna in the hospital 10 years ago, nerve damage from a construction job. He couldn't work, so he started selling drugs. He's been in and out of prison since he was 13. But he says he's never going back to jail because of his son, who lives with his mom. The 10-year-old boy doesn't know his dad is homeless. David LaFleur also spent years on the street after losing his job, waiting for something to happen. I meet LaFleur in an alley off 6th Street in San Francisco. It's a place you wouldn't really want to walk through, at least not at night. It's full of trash. There's some empty, fenced-in parking lots. This is where LaFleur slept and did drugs, on and off, for 6 years. He doesn't really like to come here now that he doesn't have a reason to. For him, a walk down memory lane isn't bittersweet. It's just bitter. A few homeless folks sit in the alley today, next to some garbage bags. They'd probably find it hard to believe this tall, well-groomed man used to live here. The truth is, LaFleur is still technically homeless. He lives in a clean and sober program house. He's been out of work for half a decade. Today, LaFleur is focused on finding work. His launch pad is the San Francisco Public Library, main branch, just 2 blocks from the alleyway. He's here at the library every day, surfing job sites and faxing his resume. LaFleur is 51. He hasn't had regular work since he was laid off 6 years ago from a job installing metal roll-up doors. His backpack is stuffed with notes and copies of his resume. He's answered more than 350 job ads in the past year. LaFleur struggles with computer skills, and he has trouble getting interviews. LaFleur went to community college. He grew up near San Francisco. He was paying rent on a nice house where he lived with his girlfriend. Even when he lost his job, he never thought he'd end up homeless. He started using drugs and went to prison for a while. When he got out, he found out he was manic depressive. Today, things are looking up. LaFleur just found out that he was approved to move into a residential hotel. It's been a long time since he had four walls that belonged just to him.